One early morning in Madurai, the young Bhagwan Sri Ramana Maharshi quietly left his home. He did not carry food, he did not even carry a plan. Only one name moved within him, Arunachala. He walked to the railway station as if guided by an unseen hand. A train stood ready. He boarded without hesitation, not knowing the route, trusting completely that the power which called him would also take him. At Villupuram, he got down. He did not know which train to take next. A stranger noticed the young boy standing silently and asked where he wished to go. When he said Thiruvannamalai, the man gently pointed the way and helped him board another train. Nothing was forced, nothing was planned. Everything flowed. From Tirukoyilur, the train could go no further. The rest of the journey had to be walked. Barefoot, under the sun, with no fear and no hurry, he walked toward the hill. Villages passed, roads stretched on, his body grew tired, but his heart rested deeper and deeper. At last, from a distance, he saw it, Arunachala. The moment his eyes fell upon the hill, something melted within him. Tears flowed, not from effort, but from surrender. He had not come searching, he had only responded. When he finally reached Thiruvannamalai, the journey ended, but his true life began. No announcement was made, no one noticed. A silent boy had reached his eternal home, Arunachala Shiva.